Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us live and local now. We know now that the state of Nevada is moving into phase two beginning on Friday and then again with the casinos opening on June 4th. The one thing we don't know is how we get to phase three. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the hour. Now, I want to get to Jim Yoder, who is our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley. He lives there in the People's Republic of California. First of all, Jim, good morning. It's always good to get with you. What phase are you in there in Indian Wells?
Good morning, Kevin. We are in phase two plus, whatever that means, over the weekend. Nothing was advertised. However, about 50 or 60 restaurants. Now, we're a small town, so that's the majority of our restaurants opened up Friday night, and they were jammed all weekend long. I was in a couple of them, and it's very interesting because everybody has signs on the outside. Masks are required and all this stuff. You walk through the door, there's no mask to be seen. It's just business as usual. Everything's packed. You'll go to the bar, and yes, they have the bar stools spaced maybe 3 feet apart. However, then people go and get bar stools from another part of the place and pull them right up. So it's just business as usual here. It seems like nothing has changed.
And what is the governor's reaction to this? I mean, Andrew Cuomo would have gone nuts. The governor of New Jersey would have gone nuts. Any reaction from Gavin Newsom?
It's been pretty quiet. You know, I'm not a big Gavin Newsom fan. But he has really had a hands-off policy. He's really letting the mayors and the health departments run the show. What I find interesting is most of the bars I was just telling you about are in the city of Palm Desert, which is just right next to. It's like Las Vegas and Henderson; they're just right next to each other. But yesterday I was in a couple of grocery stores. And they had signs saying that the city of Palm Desert is requiring face masks. So for 3 or 4 days last week, we didn't require face masks because the county of Riverside said they were no longer required. But now the city of Palm Desert has come in and usurped that and stated that face masks are required. So there's no cohesiveness at all. You just don't know from one establishment to the next what's going to be required. It's just whatever the establishment wants, and then they will apply the rules that they want to apply to their establishment, and then you have to adhere to those.
Again, Jim Yoder joining us from the Coachella Valley, from beautiful Indian Wells, where the weather is always perfect. Are you guys getting the triple digit temperature stuff?
Absolutely. I was out on my bike this morning at 8:30 doing a little ride, and it was already 95 degrees, headed to 111 today. So it's, I looked for the next 10 days or so, it's going to be between 108 and 111 every single day. So it's starting early this year.
So what is left in the People's Republic of California? And I know in New York, Governor Cuomo there has opened up his state, but really a region at a time. Is that what they're doing in the People's Republic of California?
Yeah, it's just up to the individual city code, whatever they want to apply. Where I am, everything is opening up. Barbershops are opening up, nail salons, things like that. They say with restrictions, but that's in quotation marks because, like I said, once you get through the door, there aren't very many restrictions. Now, if they want to come around and check, that may alter things a little bit. But right now, things, I would say within the next week or so, things are going to be totally back to normal. So I'm happy about that. I'm happy for the establishments here because I wasn't sure how many would make it or not. I do know that, like down in San Diego, there's a steakhouse that's been around forever called Donovan's, and it's just a staple in downtown San Diego, and they have one in La Jolla, too. They've closed down permanently. The owner said, forget it, and they're done. So I think there are going to be quite a few high-end establishments that aren't going to survive here.
You're a small business guy, and I want to ask you, the whole notion that you can tell restaurants that operate, last time I checked, at about a 3, 4, 5% profit margin, if you suddenly say we want you to operate at 50% of capacity, there is no restaurant, no matter how up to 50% capacity, how they can survive. I mean, is there some secret sauce that I'm missing here?
I was in the restaurant business for a few years. I can tell you there's no way you can survive. There's no way you can plan. How do you buy? How much food do you buy? And you know, then there's spoilage involved. So, and who are you going to employ? You can't have a full staff when you have 25% of your customers coming in. It's impossible. There's no way that a restaurant can make it at 50% capacity. There's no way. You've got to either have it all in or nothing because, like you said, it's hard enough when you're at full capacity to make it, let alone at half capacity or quarter capacity. So I just don't see how some of these people who run basically week to week, and that's how most restaurants run. They don't have a lot of money in the kitty for a rainy day. It's a pretty tight business. And if you don't keep your clientele coming through the door with the cash flow in a good situation, you're not going to make it. And under this situation, there's no way they can make it. I just saw that I got a letter from, as you know, I'm in Las Vegas frequently, and I stay at the Wynn, and I got a letter from the Wynn last night where they're saying they're opening up, but they're going to have these sensors that when you walk through the door, they're going to be able to take everybody's temperature. It's not invasive, but anybody with a temperature of 100.4 will not be allowed to enter the Wynn. Now, my question is, you know, you make a reservation to stay at the Wynn, and you're coming from Chicago or New York or Kansas City, wherever you come from, you fly out there, and you go walk in the door to register, and you have 100.5 temperature. They're not going to let you in the door. What are you supposed to do then? You know, you got a reservation to go back in 3 or 4 days on your airplane, and I don't understand how this is going to work. Who's going to want to take those kind of risks?
Well, and then there's the issue of will somebody in the state want to quarantine you?
Exactly. And who's going to pay for that? It's a crazy deal. I mean, who wants to go in and spend $300, $400, or $500 on a beautiful 4-hour dinner in an elegant restaurant to have your waiter in a mask waiting on you? And then they have plastic partitions at the craps tables. To me, it just doesn't make sense. I don't think it's going to last too long. I think they have to have more common sense than this. I have to think that they're just playing to the PC crowd, and it will go away when everybody figures out that it's just not practical to do it.
You mentioned that Gavin Newsom has taken you from, I guess, phase zero to phase one, and you say that right now you're in two plus?
2+ is what they're saying. Yeah, because they're opening up more, you know, the salons and stuff. Some of these that were supposed to be kind of 3. So 2+ would be the restaurants are opening up with, but you have to do some social distancing. But now masks aren't required to sit in there. But the I heard that in the next 2 weeks that your servers aren't going to be required to wear masks, which I think there's a, you know, there's a lot of evidence now medically that the masks have caused more harm than good. But, you know, they're throwing a lot of stats at Gavin Newsom that fly in the face of what he was saying. For example, there's parts of California where the suicides because of what the coronavirus has done to the people are higher than the actual deaths from the coronavirus. I mean, we've got 40 million people in this state. There's only been 3,000 deaths from what they call the coronavirus. And, you know, that's inflated by 40%.
Wow. Again, Jim Yoder joining us. We're talking about phase 2+. Do we know what it's going to take, or do we know what the metrics are for Governor Newsom there as far as going to phase 3 or phase 4 or taking the masks off servers?
This is where he is all over the map. I mean, I saw something yesterday where he said we're just beginning the coronavirus lockdown measurements. I don't know what he meant by that. But no, it's like everything else, it's just all over the map. I mean, if you go back to the beginning of this, you see where these people, what they were saying you had to do, it's exactly the opposite now. For example, you know, the Surgeon General came out on whatever it was, March 9th or something, and said, absolutely don't wear a mask. They won't do you any good. Tony Fauci saying masks don't do any good. Now everybody's required to wear a mask. So I think the politicians have been in lockstep with these people. They don't know, and they just are kind of winging it. And he hasn't given any strong guidelines. He's pretty much been hands-off because, like I've told you for a long time, this guy's running for president, and he doesn't want to take any chances. So he's not going to go the way of Sisolak or the governor of Michigan and be real hands-on and heavy-handed about it. I think he's taking a more measured approach, which I personally, you know, agree with, and I think all the citizens do too. He's been overwhelmed. You know, the beach communities have just ignored him, and the restaurants are basically ignoring him. I don't think they have the manpower to enforce anything that they want to enforce anyway. I mean, everything's packed here. People are out and about. They've had enough.
You can only hold citizenry down for so long. I mean, eventually they've got to breathe. And that's what you're seeing all across the country. It's what you're seeing here in Nevada. And coming up soon, you'll see it down on the Strip. Jim, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much, man. I really appreciate it. We'll talk again very, very soon.
Good talking to you, Kevin. Take care.
Stay safe. Jim Yoder, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley, joining us live and local now. Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play. and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Psychery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I want you to hear from Governor Sisolak's, I guess you'd call it a news conference. It was a Q&A, essentially, and not a very good one. But I want you to hear Governor Sisolak talking about the possibility of the worst-case scenario. Let's go to Cut 4. This is Governor Steve Sisolak. The questioner was Jay Jones of the L.A. Times, addressing the possibility relative to the casino opening of a worst-case scenario. Here it is.
With the June 4th opening, the casino, the big casino operators with whom I've spoken say that the biggest disaster that could befall them is if they reopened and then there was a huge spike. Would you concur that that would be disastrous to the state's economy, and what would be the specific steps that are being addressed? I know you said earlier the Gaming Control Board will have more information tomorrow, but what needs to be specifically addressed to avoid a spike given the opening up of casinos and the fact that patrons, for example, are not going to have to wear masks?
Well, no, there's a multitude of questions there, and let me start with as simply as I could. It would definitely be a setback if there were a spike, any type of spike. I think that the restrictions and the protocols that are put in place at the different properties are severe enough that I don't see that happening. I mean, with the testing, with the isolation for anybody that's symptomatic until they get a test back, and then if they're testing positive, they can be isolated at a property for the entire 14 days. The sanitation and the cleaning of the various issues that hopefully there won't be any spread from the surface. All of the employees will be wearing masks. The customers will be encouraged to wear masks, and hopefully they will do so. and there'll be protocols so much as the separation. I know they had some input on wanting more people at a poker table, and we couldn't accommodate more than four people at a poker table and still have social distancing, so there won't be more than four individuals at a poker table. But I'm confident with the restrictions that are put in place by the Gaming Control Board, and by watching it quickly and carefully, we will avoid any spike or surge in our numbers. And if there is a problem, we're going to have to start pulling things back. But I don't anticipate that to be the case. I'm confident that it'll go well. And we want to prevent it, but until, clearly, the only sure thing we can do is have a vaccine. And until we have a vaccine, we have to focus on our technology, intervening quickly. If there's a problem, contact tracing, and avoiding being proactive in terms of our measures. But I'm confident Las Vegas is a safe place to come, and the visitors are going to have a great time.
Okay, that's the governor from last night. Now, I want to give you an example of the hypocrisy of the fake news media. This was MSNBC's Cal Perry with Katie Tour, who was the anchor, and they were doing a live shot. Listen to this, and you got to listen closely because it turns out that the camera guy didn't have a mask on. Listen to this.
So the people there are just not worried about it, Cal? Are they not worried about their own personal safety?
I haven't met anybody who is. I met some folks actually from Lake Geneva who lived in the area. They were staying a few miles outside of town where I were, and they said they're worried about it. They're worried about that second spike. They're worried about folks coming in from Chicago. But they'll quickly add, at the same time, this is a place that relies on that business. I think people here want a little bit more funding when it comes to these programs so that they could stay closed. But again, I think people felt like the Supreme Court made the decision here in Wisconsin that it was time to open up. But you can see here, just around. Nobody's wearing them. Nobody's, there you go, including the cameraman. Yeah. Katie?
Striking images. Cal Perry. Cal, thank you very much.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Your cameraman's not wearing a mask either. Huh. That was in Wisconsin. Where the people of Wisconsin. People of Wisconsin just said, we've had enough of this. We're done. Anyway, coming up, we know that the governor of New York, the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, was at the White House this morning for meetings with the president of the United States. There's been a lot of criticism of how Cuomo has handled this. He's been on TV every day since mid-March. And he's made a lot of mistakes. I mean, he ordered nursing homes to accept COVID-19 patients. And that was like a death sentence. We all know about that. We'll talk about that with a guy who studied Andrew Cuomo a lot, David Zier. That's all coming up live and local now. You know, it's just your foolish pride.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are mixed. Investors' optimism about the reopening of economies are offset by a tumble in shares of large-cap tech companies. Stocks that benefit from people staying at home are struggling, with shares of Netflix falling again and on track for its longest losing streak since last summer, as the launch of rival HBO's Max service and the easing of coronavirus lockdowns helped all the outlook for the streaming video service. And shares of General Electric are rallying after the industrial conglomerate announced a deal to sell its nearly 100 330-year-old GE lighting business to privately held home control and automation company Savant Systems for an undisclosed amount. Disney is planning to reopen its theme parks at Walt Disney World in Florida in July in two phases. The Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom theme parks will reopen to the public on July the 11th, while Epcot and Hollywood Studios parks will reopen on July the 15th. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump on Twitter threatens what he calls a big action to follow over Twitter, putting a fact check label on two of his tweets, claiming that voting by mail leads to widespread fraud.
Twitter firing back today, saying, quote, these tweets contain potentially misleading information about voting processes and have been labeled to provide additional context around mail-in ballots. This decision is in line with the approach that we shared earlier this month.
Fox's John Roberts. The president's on his way now to Florida for today's launch, weather permitting, of a manned private SpaceX capsule to the International Space Station. NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine tells Fox.
If NASA can be one customer of many customers in a robust commercial marketplace for low Earth orbit, and we can have numerous providers that are competing on cost and innovation, we can commercialize low Earth orbit. We can bring in private capital.
The launch is scheduled for 4:33 p.m. Eastern. America's listening to Fox News.
This is the moment when America comes together.
And Fox News Channel is with you every step of the way.
There are so many uplifting stories, people helping each other.
America's best shine brightest when needed the most.
The spirit of generosity has been enormous.
We took an oath to be here for the public, so we're not going anywhere.
We are resilient. Thanks to her citizens, the America we know will come out of this stronger than ever before.
America Together, on air and online, only Fox News Channel.
The bartender came over to us and he said, you two Marines, well, you better get your derriere back up to Camp Pendleton because you're going to war. People didn't really know what the Korean War was.
You experienced some of the worst of a war zone.
We did.
I think it's important that people hear those stories.
We're fighting for the Marine Corps, and we're also fighting to survive.
New episode of Real Marines, available now, only on Fox Nation. For a limited time, with the purchase of a one-year plan, receive a free signed copy of Pete's new book.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm. This powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Need her badly. Don't you love her ways?
While we're waiting to reopen our Nevada economy and the casinos, I've got good news for you. Ichabod's Lounge, they're doing a major remodel to be, for social distancing and protocols with the COVID-19. But you know what they're doing in the meantime? Their full menu is available right now, 24/7, for carryout or curbside pickup. Now, if you're thinking about lunch and you say, you know, I live or I work by East Flamingo at Pecos, which is where Ichabod's Lounge is, maybe I could just call and pick up a great lunch from their full menu. 702-451-2323. That's 702-451-2323. One more time, 702-451-2323. You've driven by East Flamingo at Pecos, the Ichabod's location, many, many times. Now would be a great time to call in and order, pick it up. This is a locally owned and operated restaurant. Let's reward the faith they have in us by patronizing businesses like this. Call them right now. Order lunch, 702-451-2323. And Ichabod's will be open very, very soon. Yeah, for all things gaming and fun and music. Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be phenomenal. I had a chance earlier to visit with a guy that has studied Andrew Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo, in case you don't remember, he's the governor of New York, and he's been on cable news like every day since about St. Patrick's Day, and I had a chance to visit with David Zier. He's a real estate executive, the host of Breaking Point on America's Voice News, and I asked him how bad it's gotten in the state of New York. He of course, headquartered on Long Island, but I asked him how bad it's gotten in New York.
This is an SOS to President Trump. We need him to override Governor Cuomo and open this economy up now. We can't dribble in a phase one opening with 25% capacity in restaurants. They can't survive unless they're 70 to 100% full. New York is the 10th largest economy in the world, and Long Island alone in Nassau and Suffolk County is in the top 50 with $182 billion a year in trade. Our restaurants alone are going to lose $8 to $10 billion just this year. There's hypocritical policies. In my commercial real estate business, you can't show a building, but you can have 800 people in Walmart. You can't go into a small store. You can have your dog groomed, but you can't go get a haircut. These policies have been contradictory from day one. In construction, we have not been able to do solar installs, roofing, sheathing, siding, masonry work, landscaping. You know, it's doing a hardscape on a house. You know, we are going out of business here. Our economy has been decimated. Today is the first day we're allowed to do outside construction, and it's too late. It's 3 months too late. You know, there were only 100 new cases on Long Island. There were only 79 new cases in Manhattan yesterday out of 1.6 million people. And there were only a few hundred cases out of 8.5 million people in the five boroughs of New York City. It is time to reopen. These people cannot survive.
David, who's advising Governor Cuomo? Or is this all from his brain? Where is he getting this stuff? And in particular, the inconsistency of it.
Well, because he's never understood small business. And we're in the silent minority. A quarter to one third of Long Island's workforce out of a million people in the workforce, like 300,000 work for the government. And the rest are sitting home on unemployment. So everybody's fat and happy. You know, the teachers are home. Everybody's still getting paid. But the people who create the commercial ratables and drive the economy, you know, 6 months from now, we're going to see the effect. And we're all going to be crying. Oh, we got to raise your taxes. Oh, we got to raise your park fees. Oh, yeah. And last year, before the COVID, 67,000 New Yorkers alone went to just Florida. Alone, we've lost a million net people over 10 years. This governor has never listened to us. He's never listened to Long Island. We pay 25% of the state's taxes. We only get 12% back in funding. New York businesses are going to die. There's 27,000 restaurants New York City. There's 4,000 restaurants on Long Island with 110,000 people out of work. These people cannot make it any longer. They are not even going to reopen during phase one because it doesn't even pay to turn your lights on with 25% occupancy. You know, I think they listened a little bit on the construction side, but it's too late. It's too little, too late. And we are going to be in terrible economic shape.
And David, you know what's amazing? Here in Nevada, we've kept construction sites open. They're building a new NFL stadium for the Raiders, Allegiant Stadium. They've been working right through this pandemic, keeping thousands of people employed with good-paying jobs. Yet your governor said no. What was the rationale to the building trades? And those are some pretty powerful lobbyists.
It's been totally in Albany. Hypocritical. It's been totally hypocritical. By the way, a Coney Island pina colada stand last year did $13,000 on Memorial Day. Last year, they did $150 yesterday to tell you how bad it is. But with construction, the problem is that Cuomo only cares about prevailing wage and the big unions. If you're an affordable job with 20% affordable units, or you are building senior housing, you are allowed to stay open with 100 guys on a job site this whole time. If you have a house, whether it's 2,000 feet or 8,000 feet, or you're building a commercial building, you are only allowed to have one person for the last 2.5 months on that job site. But again, if you're a subsidized builder and you go prevailing wage to satisfy the union, you are allowed to have 100, 200 guys on a job site. The policy has been inconsistent. He only cares about government workers. He doesn't give a crap about business owners in New York State.
So how do you come back from this? And I'm gonna use the restaurants kind of as the fulcrum for the argument. You know, the restaurants operate by and large, I've been told, at least out here, on about a 4 to 5 percent profit margin. You force them to operate at 25%, they'll all be dead in 3 months.
It's really critical that they're allowed to open immediately. Florida, Georgia, and Texas have like 55 million people between them. There were less than 100 people who died between all three states. Their rates of death are going down. They've been stabilized. If you go to Florida, the restaurants are packed and nobody's wearing a mask except the servers. You know, there is a lie being told out there. And I know we had a 7-week spike, but the funeral home directors tell me firsthand, just like they told Project Veritas and James O'Keefe, 7 funeral home directors in New York State, that all the deaths are being labeled COVID. They're overestimated, in my assessment, maybe 20, 30%. And then Cuomo killed 5,000 seniors by sending them back to nursing homes while the USS Comfort sat in New York Harbor and the Javits Center had 4,000 beds available between the two. And he sent them back to nursing homes to infect everyone else and die. So when we say we have 22,000 deaths, it probably should have been about 13,000. And, you know, we are over this. We are over this. We are done. We can't sustain anymore. So these businesses, the answer is they have to open en masse. They have to open en masse through a coordinated effort. Because if you open individually piecemeal, they're going to shut off your water. They're going to take away your liquor license. They're going to destroy your business. And they're going to use a fascist hardline rule.
David Zier joining us, real estate executive, the host of Breaking Point on America's Voice News, and we're talking about the state of New York. 19 million people last time I checked. And David, I got to ask you, why haven't some of those 19 million people taken to the streets a la Michigan and Wisconsin and different places like that? And even here in Nevada, we've had people take to the streets. Why haven't they rebelled against this governor?
Because New Yorkers in the city, you know, they're trustafarians. They made billions and billions of dollars off of Wall Street and the Trump economy. They did well. They're sitting back on their laurels. They're not coming out and defending the small business owner. The small business owners, whether you're in light manufacturing or industrial distribution or you're an electrician, you know, we're trying to save our families. So a few of them show up to the rallies, but the majority of the New York population doesn't really work. They don't really work the way that a small business owner does, not knowing day to day. They're not rugged individualists. They're caught up in this whole thing. You know, we have to say, you know, we can't have one death. And, you know, we lose 1.8 million people a year due to stroke, heart attacks, and cancer. People aren't getting biopsies. People aren't getting strokes. 40% of our hospitals are empty here. You know, there are going to be a lot more people dead, like that Stanford study said, than millions of years of death compared to the COVID deaths, especially in New York. And, you know, people don't come out in mass here. And it's very, very sad. And we are frogs boiling in the pot. And, you know, other people have to come out and support the small businesses. Everything's just like, let's watch a concert on TV and we're going to be okay. I'm on unemployment until July 31st. They don't understand that in September and October, like Suffolk County already has a $350 million deficit. They're going to raise your taxes. They're going to raise your parking. They're going to use the COVID job site implementation and the fines like they did with the red light cameras to stash their coffers with more money. And our civil liberties are going to be destroyed. And unfortunately, I'm very upset to report that, you know, when we have rallies and protests, we've had seven in the last two or three weeks. They've been really good. People are supercharged, but there's 500 to 1,000 people. We need 30,000 people to come out and say enough is enough to the governor. Because, you know, we're phasing in slowly. It's not fast enough. These restaurants need to be at 75 to 100% capacity within a month, or they're all going to go. We're going to lose 30 to 50% of our small business here in Long Island if we go by the rules that are set in place. And we feel like we're making some progress, and it's just really terrible. And we all know what this is about. They're shaking down Trump. They want $60 billion in New York State, you know, and Washington shouldn't have to bail out an irresponsible state that gives free college to illegal aliens and that has this social economic, you know, system that is just impossible to sustain. And once again, the taxpayers get it. And I just want to let you know that like 40% of Wall Street is already gone from New York. They've gone to Tennessee. They've gone to Palm Beach Island. Their backup servants are out of state. New York City is going to get crushed. And that's my prediction. And it's going to get crushed.
And that is sad. David Zier, if folks want to reach out to you, if they want to find out what you're doing at America's Voice News, how do they do it? How do they find you?
Well, you can watch Breaking Point on America's Voice News. We're channel 219 on Dish on Saturdays. You can follow me online. And we're just screaming from the rooftops. We're trying to save our families and our businesses. A lot more people are going to die than died from COVID if we don't get this right now.
That's kind of scary. That really is. Stick around. Your calls are coming up next. You saw what the governor came up with. We're moving into phase two as early as Friday. That's like 2 days from now. And June 4th is the big date when the casinos open. That's going to be really cool. Now, the question is, can the casinos make money at 50% of capacity? Don't know. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Your number to call is 1-844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now. Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
Hey, Nevada. This is Ted Nugent. That's right. Ted Nugent full time. I'm calling on behalf of Republican candidate for Congress, Sam Peters, who I have proudly endorsed. Sam is a retired Air Force officer, a Bronze Star earning warfighter, and one hell of an American. Like me, he supports God, family, country, President Trump, the Second Amendment, the Constitution, and Build That Wall. In fact, leaders at the NRA, we just gave Sam a perfect rating. As a business owner, Sam knows how to get Nevada back to work and our country rocking and rolling again. Join Ted Nugent, the Nugent family. Endorse Sam Peters for Nevada with your vote. Learn more about Sam at sampetersforcongress.com. That's Sam Peters, the number 4, congress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. I approve this message.
This is paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters for Congress. God bless America.
In these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's why I recently called Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. In an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent, and the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. In these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group at 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. That's 702-714-1060. All it will cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060.
Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. He's the right man for you. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Yes, Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. He's the right man for you.
Hi, I'm Stephen Silver Cross, candidate for Nevada Regent. This year's primary is an all mail-in ballot, so be sure to keep your eyes out for yours in the mail. And remember to vote Silver Cross for Regent.
Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Yes, Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. He's the right man for you.
Paid for by Friends for Stephen Silver Cross.
Hi, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. I grew up instilled with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending money wisely. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight high taxes and regulations that hurt businesses and the livelihood of everyday Nevadans. I have carried those values all of my life, and I have the necessary experience to do the job. My name is Jim Small, and I'm running to be your assemblyman in District 2. Remember, think big, vote small. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Let's get right to your phone calls. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You know how we do it in our final segment. You call in, you tell us what it is you want to talk about. We make it fairly simple. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And in fact, tell you what, let's do it. Let's open up with Gail. Gail in Las Vegas, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yes, I was rather shocked to hear yesterday that Mitt Romney may want to go along with the Democrats to have all mailing voting for people casting their votes only by mail. I was shocked, but I shouldn't be because he's known as a rhino, Republican in name only. That's what they call it if you vote only for the opposition party's policies. And some would say that Susan Collins is one, Lisa Murkowski, Will Hurd, Jeff Flake. But I have a better word for people like that. They masquerade as Republicans. They're really Democrats. I call them infiltrators. They infiltrate a party. They're really Democrats. They want the Republican agenda or policies to lose. So they masquerade as Republicans, run as Republicans, and get in. They're really infiltrators. So I call Romney and people like him an infiltrator because their main focus is to destroy the party that they're going into, such as Republican, they're for the opposition, but they infiltrate. And so infiltrator is better than the name Rhino for people like that.
Hey, Gail, yes. let me just throw something out there. I have been told by more than one so-called Rhino Republican in our state that they had to be rhinos because the demographic makeup of our state is changing. We're getting this influx of folks from the People's Republic of California.
That's true.
It is a much more liberal electorate than it was, say, 10 years ago.
And
that people like Dean Heller had to run to the middle in order to be elected. Same thing with Susan Collins. Maine is a very liberal part of the country. It's the Northeast. And there's a whole liberal groundswell there. In order for a Republican...
She used to be an assistant to William Cohen, who was a Democrat.
Yeah. I guess my point is, in order to get elected in Maine, you have to be like Susan Collins. Do you agree with that?
There are a lot of infiltrators infiltrated the Tea Party, too, a number of years ago. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that there were infiltrations.
They tried.
Yeah. In fact, the Tea Party, as I remember it, was as pure as the driven snow. They cleaned up at their rallies, unlike Antifa and folks like that on the Democrat side. It's sad, but it's true. Tell you what, let's do. We gonna go to Cassius? Oh, it's Chris. I'm sorry. Chris, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, brother. I called you about a week and a half ago about not going back to work so I collect my money.
Yeah.
Everybody jumped on me.
Yes.
Well, they called me back to work. I'm part-time. I get 20 hours a week and $9 an hour, and there's nobody in the restaurant. So I'm absolutely going broke, and I try to get into the unemployment, and I'm right back where I started again. Can't get through. Ain't got no chance of getting through. So everybody chastised me for not staying on the gravy train, and I went back to work because I always work, but I'm standing in a restaurant for 4 hours, and there's one customer and two waiters. So I'm screwed for going and trying to do the right thing.
And by the way, just for the record, the demo rats, they want to extend that $600 federal money till the end of the year.
I tried to do the right thing because I heard your callers and they all got on me. You know, and I've been employed forever. I've only been on unemployment one time in my life. And, you know, but I'm making $9 an hour. I got 20 hours. So I'm going to make $180, take the taxes out of that. I should have just told them that, you know what, I'm afraid for my life. I shouldn't go in because I smoke and I could catch it. But I did the right thing. And Sizzleack has totally screwed us. He screwed us to the wall. That caller was right. Open up 100%. You can't open up at half capacity. It don't work.
The math. By the way, Chris, thank you. And thanks for following up and giving us a call and letting us know. You did the right thing. Unfortunately, you're going to be the one that suffers for it. Hopefully business will get better. And those part-time time hours will become full-time hours. I hope so.
Well, we certainly. And it doesn't matter full-time if I don't have people in the restaurant.
There you go. And that's a whole another issue. Lisa Song Sutton. You're wondering why she hasn't voted in 12 years and now she wants to run for Congress. She'll tell us. She'll be on the show tomorrow. Okay? We'll do that tomorrow. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now. You don't know what we can find. Why don't you come with me, little girl? Why don't you tell your dreams to me? Fantasy will set you free. Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sun take you away. Last night I heard her let him slam. And so I wish that I could stay. Before the thing could answer me, well, someone couldn't put the lamp away. Hey, Kevin. Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
790 KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas. Talk now.